Welcome to podcast number one of Financial Accounting Principles for Law Practitioners, FAC 1503. The purpose of this podcast is to give you a general overview over the course and how to plan your studies. My name is Mrs. de Klerk, and I'm one of the lecturers for the course. The other lecturers of the course are Mr. Chikitumba and Ms. van die Kerk. I know this is a compulsory module and that you feel very uncertain about it. Most of you did not do accounting at school level and think it is a very difficult subject. Let me put your mind at ease. Accounting is a new language that you need to learn. You could not talk when you were born, nor could you walk just before birth. What this has to do with FAC 1503, I just want to emphasize that you will be able to master accounting, but that you need to start right at the beginning of the semester and to gradually master the work. It is crucially important to study on a daily or a weekly basis according to your planned schedule and master every study unit before you continue with the next one. To learn accounting is a gradual process. You will not be able to take 3 days leave before the exam, cram the work, and be successful in the examination. Being a law student makes you an expert in languages, as most of your cases in future will depend on your ability to interpret the language spoken by the accused or defendant. To be a successful attorney or advocate will also be a gradual process. Therefore, be willing to take time to learn this new language called accounting. Any language has grammatical rules that must be applied when talking. Similarly, accounting has rules, and you will be able to understand the language once you know the rules. You have chosen to study through UNISA, where you do not attend lectures, but you still need a way to master the subject. If you attended classes, the lecturer would have given you a theoretical background, and then only would they have continued with a practical application. Here at UNISA, your lecturer is the textbook. Study the sections in the textbook as indicated in your guide before you attempt the exercises in the guide, and eventually the assignment questions. There are two compulsory assignments for FAC 1503. The first assignment must be submitted before the 22nd of August 2011 to acquire examination admittance. Both the assignments contribute to your year mark, and by doing them and following the suggested study program in Tutorial Letter 101, you will also be studying throughout the semester. The due date of the second assignment is 12 September 2011. Each assignment contributes a possible 5% to your year mark. The year mark contributes 10% to your final mark and is a very important component of your final mark. Please refer to paragraph 9 in Tutorial Letter 101, where we explain how your exam and year mark contributes to your final mark. Although the compulsory assignments are multiple choice, you will need to study the work to enable you to understand each question and do the calculations before you can submit the assignment. The suggested solutions supplied after the due date are compiled as if the questions were asked as longer type questions, where the correct formats and layouts as can be expected from you in the examination is supplied. You must therefore also study these two assignments when you prepare for the examination. You must also do the third assignment and mark it from the suggested solution. Do not submit this assignment to UNISA for marking. It has been proven that you learn much more from marking your own assignment than to submit it for marking. Attempt it as if it is a test on your own without referring to your study material. In this way, you can measure your level of understanding of all the work. You will also receive a tutorial letter with the examination papers of last year adjusted to the current syllabus with the suggested solutions. This should be used in your last phase of preparation. I know it might be difficult, but in the 2 or 3 days before the examination, try to get a quiet place where you can simulate examination conditions. Use the first paper and do it pretending it is the November 2011 examination paper. After 2 hours, stop working and mark the paper from the solution supplied. Give yourself a mark and revise the sections in the study material and see where you went wrong. put everything away and redo the same paper again to see if you cannot complete it in 2 hours and measure your progress. Do this exercise until you can complete the paper in 2 hours, standing what you are doing and getting full marks for the paper. Attempt the second paper in the same way. The questions in the exam will be similar but with different information. If you understand what you are doing in assignment 3 and in the 2 examination papers supplied, you can look forward to the examination. You will find the questions very similar and you will know what to do and how to attempt each question. Remember, there are classes presented by most of the UNISA learning centers and there might be one close to you. If at all possible, enroll and attend these classes. Refer to the section in My Studies at UNISA, the brochure you received at the beginning of the year, for the contact details of all these centers. By this time you should have received tutorial letter 102 with information on the group discussions. If possible, try to attend these classes on both the Friday and the Saturday. The sections of the work I know you find difficult to understand is discussed over the 2 days. If you need any further assistance, do not hesitate to contact us via email at fac1503@unisa.ac.za. or telephonically at 012-429-4192. I hope this information was helpful and that you will no longer see FIC 1503 as a subject to fear. I do understand that accounting is not your line of interest, but I really hope you will find it an interesting subject that you want to understand. Remember, you do have to learn it gradually, and that learning of the basics is as important as doing and practicing all the exercises. I also hope this introduction to accounting will help you to prepare for the accounting section of your board exams and that you will actually look forward to it. I really hope this basic knowledge of accounting will also help you managing your own finances.